Welcome to News Kids.
I'm Rose.
And I'm Zara.
And together we're presenting this weekly podcast about what's going on in our world today. Each week we cover top stories across world news, politics, science, technology, entertainment and arts.
Hi, it's Rose here. This week we will be talking about the second wave of coronavirus and Donald Trump's recovery, how musicians in the UK have been protesting about the impact of coronavirus on their livelihoods, how the UK is increasing its use of wind energy, a new Harry Potter statue, Nobel Prizes, and the Queen's Birthday's Honours List. Hi, it's Rose here with an update on the second wave of coronavirus. Case numbers are rising rapidly in many regions of the world, leading to massive concerns about how countries will handle this increase in cases as the winter months approach. Other respiratory infections, such as influenza and the common cold, are known to spread more easily in the winter, and cold, dry conditions help them survive longer in tiny droplets that are expelled when people cough or sneeze. The flu sadly claims tens of thousands of lives each year, so governments are very worried about the impact of COVID-19 on top of this. In the UK, positive cases are increasing quite quickly, although the numbers are hard to understand, as there was a problem last week when around 16,000 positive test results went missing and were not added into the daily totals until a few days later. So it's kind of been hard to get a true picture of what's happening. Although the government advisory team, SAGE, said this week that it is still highly likely the epidemic is growing exponentially across the country. In the US, the media has been gripped this week by Donald Trump's own battle with coronavirus. After spending 3 nights at the Walter Reed Medical Center, President Trump returned on Monday evening to the White House, where he will continue to receive treatment for COVID-19. His physician, Dr. Sean P. Connolly, had said earlier in the day that the president was not out of the woods yet. President Trump was widely criticized for removing his mask on live TV and entering the White House where other people could be seen nearby, even though he would still have been infectious at this point. He played down the seriousness of a virus that has killed more than 210,000 people in the United States, writing in a tweet, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life." Election opponent Joe Biden stepped up his criticism of President Trump on Monday as a result, challenging his calls not to fear the coronavirus and encouraging people to listen to scientific research and use face masks. Many people in Mr. Trump's inner circle have tested positive for the virus in recent days, and this is believed a gathering at the White House Rose Garden on 26 September turned into a possible super spreader event.
Hello, this is Zara. This week, an ensemble of 400 musicians played outside the UK Parliament to highlight how the music industry has been suffering during the coronavirus pandemic. Conductor David Hill led the performance and they played a short segment of Mars from Halts to the Planets. The attendees then observed a 2-minute silence. Another protest took place at the same time outside Birmingham Symphony Hall. Events were organised by the Let Music Live campaign, which is supported by the Musicians' Union, which represents more than 32,000 performers in the UK. Lots of musicians are facing a lot of financial hardship at the moment as concerts and performances are cancelled. The organisers of the events want to put pressure on the government to support these musicians and other performers. Many of them work on a freelance basis, which means they work for themselves and not a company. This has also meant that they do not qualify for the UK government's support scheme. Violinist Nicola Benedetti said many musicians are facing retraining. Many are talking about leaving the country. That's not just fabrication, that's a real life situation that we do not want to see. Earlier in the week, the Chancellor Rishi Sunak was asked about the plight of musicians on ITV News, and he said, "I can't pretend that everyone can do exactly the same job that they were doing at the beginning of the crisis." He also spoke about the government's £1.5 billion rescue package for the arts, although that is the money being distributed to museums and galleries rather than individuals.
Hello, this is Isa. This week, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson pledged £160 million
stands for offshore wind power. Wind power is a process that uses wind to generate electricity. Wind turbines cause the energy that is created by the movement generated by the wind into mechanical power, and that mechanical power can be converted into electricity by a generator. The Prime Minister wants the UK to become the world leader in clean wind energy. The money that he has pledged will be used to upgrade ports and factories for building turbines, with the target of producing enough electricity from wind energy to power the equivalent of every UK home by 2030. This is very important, as wind power is a renewable energy source, as we will never run out of wind and the UK gets a lot of wind. Once wind turbines are built, they also do not produce any air pollution or greenhouse gases, so it is great news that the UK government is pledging more support for offshore wind power.
Hi, it's Laurie here. A new life-size statue of the wizard Harry Potter was unveiled last week in London's Leicester Square. According to the BBC, it shows the moment Harry, played by the actor Daniel Radcliffe, first took flight on his Nimbus 2000 broom over the Hogwarts Quidditch pitch. In the first film, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. The statue is the latest in a set of famous film characters from the past 100 years to be put up in the square. Others include Paddington Bear, Mary Poppins and Batman. Leicester Square in London is famous for hosting big film premieres, and this statue is close to where the first of the Harry Potter films had its world premiere back in November 2001. Wow, that's nearly 20 years ago. What's your favourite Harry Potter film, Liza?
Well, Laurie, my favourite Harry Potter film is Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, because that is actually the only one that I've ever watched or read.
Mine is the second one, because Harry gets a floppy arm.
Hi, it's Rose here again with an update on the 2020 Nobel Prizes. Over the past week, the winners of the Nobel Prizes for Medicine, Physics, Chemistry, Literature and Peace have all been announced, highlighting the important work done by individuals in each of these areas. The Nobel Prizes are a set of international annual awards and were created by the inventor, entrepreneur, scientist and businessman Alfred Nobel. The first awards were in 1901, and since then, each year, the Nobel Prize has been honouring men and women from around the world for outstanding achievements in each of their award categories. This year, the Physics Award went to three scientists for their research around black holes in space. The Medicine Award went to three scientists who discovered the virus Hepatitis C, whilst the Literature Prize went to the American poet Louise Gluck for her unmistakable poetic voice. The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to the World Food Programme, the world's largest humanitarian organisation, addressing hunger and promoting food security. In 2019, the WFP provided assistance to close to 100 million people in 88 countries who are victims of acute food insecurity and hunger. Past winners of the Nobel Peace Prize include Malala Yousafzai, Nelson Mandela, and Martin Luther King Jr.
Hello, it's Zara again, and this week I'm really excited about covering the news about the Queen's Birthday Honours List, which has just been published. The Queen's Birthday Honours List recognises people for their achievements or service to the country. Usually the list comes out in June, but this year was postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. This year, more than 1,400 people are on it. There are a lot of volunteers, scientists and key workers who have made a difference during lockdown. This year's list includes lots of people that we have all heard of. Joe Wicks, who kept everyone exercising throughout lockdown, is being made an MBE for helping to keep children active and mentally fit.
Sir David Attenborough, who has had a long career highlighting the wonders of the natural world and also the effect of climate change, has been appointed a Knight Grand Cross of the Order of St. Michael and St. George for services to television, broadcasting and to conservation. I was also excited to read that Mary Berry, who has written so many cookery books and was also a judge on the Great British Bake Off, has been made a dame. For me, I thought the most important person on the list was my uncle, Dr. Abraham Madrid, who is an orthopaedic surgeon and helped to save and treat lots of people who were injured in the Manchester Arena attacks in 2017. In an interview for the BBC after the attacks, he said that what he saw and treated that night were like war wounds. He's been awarded an MBE, which stands for Member of the Order of the British Empire.
That's all for this week. I hope you enjoyed our show, and thank you for listening.